So today we have module number 8, how to receive what you want in life. And to me, it may seem even funny that I am putting up a module to be able to receive, because most people think that if you really want something, it's so easy to receive it, right? It's like when you want an ice cream and you think about an ice cream and you go to the market and you take the ice cream and it's so easy to enjoy it. However, with many objectives that are a bit more complex, sometimes it's not so easy. And I remember one interview with Tony Robbins and an Olympic medalist. And it was revealed that most people, after they win the gold medal, enter depression, because it was something that they really wanted. They worked so hard for it. They had, in a way, so much focus, and their life was all about to that goal, that when it happens, somehow they are left empty. And I can relate to that in a way, because I had in my life some complex goals. I really wanted them. I received them, and then I entered an emotion of maybe disappointment. It's not that you don't like what you are getting. Like, for example, when I got the car that I want, the car that I really wanted, not even better than the one that I put on my goal, on my manifestation wish list. After a couple of months, when I got used to it, it felt like this was not such a big deal after all. I got it, but you know what? It's not so great. Maybe I was wrong to want it so much. And in a way, it happens like this with almost everything. Even when I got money, it was almost the same experience for me. It's like, okay, now I have money, and what have I achieved with that? Fast like that, if you can believe it. I was not so experienced with spirituality, so back then. But it was interesting how even not logical thoughts were actually haunting me. So yeah, I achieved that. Now what? What have I really achieved? Nothing. Stuff like that. You know, it's stupid, but they happen to most people that achieve things, actually. They don't want to admit it necessarily. I mean, it's, you know how it is. Most people don't open up very, very easily. Don't tell about, let's call it, dark side, you know, which is not really a dark side. It's just a shadow, so to say, side, when you have things that you don't fully accept yet, that don't love about yourself. So they have troubles opening up more and sharing that experience. But from what I can know is that most people, if not all of them, have some depression when they receive the things they really want, especially if it was something that was really important for them, that they put a lot of energy into them, that in a way was one of their life priorities. And that's why I think the present and meditation can help you tremendously. Whenever you experience negative energies, negative thoughts, negative emotions, emotions that you don't prefer, it's important to neutralize them. It's important to observe. It's important to allow things to occur. I mean, you shouldn't block them. You shouldn't try to run away from them. It's important to digest them, to process them, to observe, and to allow the energy to flow, to not create, so to say, blockages and other patterns that can be negative in your vibration. It's not instant. It's not instant. But you will make much faster progress. You prioritize observing and the present over trying to deal with logic or trying to impose emotions. As you already know, you cannot really fake emotions. You cannot, so to say, try to feel better. You can allow yourself to calm down. You can allow yourself to relax and you will start feeling better. So emotions, we don't really control directly through willpower, as you already know, through your own experience. What you can do is to be nice with yourself, to allow calmness, to allow comfort, to get through bad emotions. And yes, before you will achieve some of the manifestation goals and priorities, and even after, you will most likely, maybe there will be some exceptions, but you'll most likely go through a period of anxiety, through a period of unrest, unease emotionally. I don't have the full logical explanation at this point of why it is happening. I will come up with all the reasoning and all the insight that I got from it, but it's not an easy formula because each spirit is different, each soul is different, everyone has particularities, everyone has different processes and different patterns of behavior when it comes to the inner universe. So I don't have an exact formula. What insight I have is that depression, in a way, is also a constructive process. And I'm calling depression any kind of negative, so to say, energy state you may experience before, in the time, or after the physical manifestation occurs. What I found in my own experience is that, in a way, these are wounds of the soul. These are, let's call it, vulnerabilities of our persona. And in a way, when you allow depression, you allow healing. You allow enlightenment. You allow growing into a much fuller self that you prefer. Because, of course, life is about creating who you really prefer to be. We are creators. And, of course, we have strengths and weaknesses. Through depression, we can allow those weaknesses that we still have to turn into strengths, and we can make the strengths that we already have become even more masterful, so we can get into mastery. So one key element is to be able to neutralize. People are many times are too fond of super high positive states when they feel a lot of excitement. And I'm not saying it's not good to feel a lot of excitement, but many times they act without calm. They just go with the flow, but in a high energy mode. And this is not ideal. It's much better to calm yourself and deal with any anxiety you are experiencing. That's why I prefer to have the mile of inner peace as a priority for many people. Ideal is to have inner peace while receiving the physical manifestation of the experience you wanted. That's the ideal. Because in a way, you can also fully enjoy it. You can also fully taste that experience. You can also fully appreciate it. you can feel all that flavor and take all that savor. By neutralizing negative energies, you calm yourself down and you get more and more toward inner peace. So what may happen before you receive the physical manifestation of what it is that you wanted, you may deal with some negative energies, because you can see that even in the movies, right? Or from your own personal experience. Some people get even obnoxious when they're about to receive what they wanted. They get into an anxiety state. So it's important to understand that these are just energy states. It's not really who you are. It's not the observer. And with the observer and with your will, with your spirit, you can calm these down. And you can integrate those emotions into your own state of being. So let's say you are a person that doesn't have a lot of money or on your identity level. And let's say you make $1 million. In a way, a core belief is changing, because you will have to shift your mindset from the core belief that I don't have so much money into the core belief that I am abundant, I am a millionaire, which is also only a label, actually, because $1 million is not that much money nowadays. If you are reckless, you can spend it quite fast. Still, it's a label that most people accept, that, okay, you have a lot of money. So in a way, you will experience a lot of fats, a lot of energies before you achieve that goal and you're about to achieve it. And I recommend meditation. I recommend observing in the meditation and choosing whatever beliefs are the more, in a way, empowering. Whatever beliefs give you more passion and excitement. However, with excitement, like I said, calm it down. Calm it down. Be in a state of excitement, but also in calm. With a car, it's the same. You have a core shift in your beliefs from the person that is not worthy of an amazing car to a person that is worthy of the dream car. And usually, identity beliefs are some of the deepest, because we got them from our parents. We got most of them from a young age. And this is vibration. This is energy. Your beliefs determine, in a way, your emotions, how you feel about things. You notice the emotions, you notice the beliefs, and you can change them, blind them. You can choose what you prefer. You can let go of limiting beliefs, beliefs that no longer serve you. You can introspect for the ultimate truth. That's how you can move into better beliefs that are objective and that fully support who you prefer to be. Maybe you have some questions?
What if we are at peace with our emotions and our beliefs, but one of the closest people to ourselves is still not at peace with our new identity? Should we eliminate that person from our lives, or how can we change their perspective on our new selves?
It varies on each case. The highest betrayal is self-betrayal. So, of course, you should have compassion as well. I mean, I don't like an approach where my way or the highway, of course, because ultimately it's about co-creation, and ultimately is souls and spirits that give you the most satisfaction in life, not things and objects. And you can communicate what is important for you and see how they respond, see if they support you. Some will actually understand you. Some will actually be supportive. And I think you should let go of people that you fully communicated with you and they don't really care about you by displaying that with, you know, with stubbornness to accept who you prefer to be. So it's not a general rule here. It depends on the person. There are some good people that care about you, that need time to process. I'm not saying to make it a project and to insist so much, but maybe you don't want to fully cut them loose. And I can give here an example. Parents. In most cases, parents are not fully supportive with who you prefer to be because they have their own projection of how things should be and what would be success from their perspective. And I experienced the same thing. I mean, my parents love me. They care a lot about me. They want what is the best for me. However, I cannot say they fully support my views. I explain it to them. They reject it. I don't want to cut loose my parents. I want to respect my parents. Because they are kind people, I don't speak with them as much as maybe they would want me to. Polite. I am respectful. I am compassionate. I appreciate that they raised me, that they provided me all the good things they provided me, and that I'm their child. And I love them in the best way I can. However, I cannot betray who I am for the sake of them. I think that is actually the important example. Because both extremes are not very good, actually. It's much better to be in a balanced state, to be calm and express who you are. And some people will actually remove themselves from the picture gently, easily, without stress, without drama, without accusing you of being, you know, that thing. Ah, you changed. How some people say in a bad way, like if that's negative or something. And some people will actually need some time to process your changes. But they're good people. And you shouldn't be rude with them in a way. Because maybe later you'll regret it. And it's not a compassionate thing to do. Buddha had a quote. In life is important how much you love and how gently you let go of things that were not meant for you. In a way, people that don't support your preferation, your preference, that don't support you changing when you receive the new manifestations are not meant for you. However, it's much better if you let go gently, not with a my way or the highway attitude. Remember, at the highest level, we are all one. People are just reflections of who we really are. In a way, if you're bad with other people, you are bad with the part of the greater self. Does that answer your questions?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Welcome. More questions, please.
We're noticing nowadays that more and more people have an attention deficit and they might have some problem keeping calm for a long period of time. Do you have any tips for that on keeping focus?
Well, there is no such thing as an attention deficit because, you know, doctors nowadays, they want to make problems out of bad habits sometimes. And they want to give medication and they want to make more money. So it's not necessarily doctors, but it's the industry, it's the pharma industry. And What I can say is that, in a way, when you have problems with paying attention, it usually means that you're not focused on the one thing. So learn to prioritize. Learn to pay attention to the most important issue first. The most exciting one. The one that can help you the most from your position. In a way, it's a habit that needs to be learned. But once you learn that habit, you will reap tremendous benefits and dividends. So I don't believe in attention deficit disorder. I believe that some people have a hectic schedule that they bite much more than they can swallow. And that's where the problem is, because in a way, people don't fully believe that it's simple to get what you want in life. They think sometimes it must be hard. I have to work more. I have to get out of my comfort zone. And it's great to get out of your comfort zone, but you can also go into panic zone. And that's not really productive. It's much better to understand that nature doesn't hurry, yet everything is accomplished. There are examples of super high performing people that don't work so much and still get amazing results. Not too many, but there are examples. So I'm not saying get in a position where you are lazy and you don't do anything, because that's also vibration. I'm saying go first and foremost in a position of clarity. Get clarity and get insight to what is the most important thing. Get insight to what is the most exciting thing to do and focus on doing that. Buffett says, tap dancing to work. That means getting into that state of excitement, of passion, of when you feel like dancing. Get into that state of being first, and you will be impressed with the results. You will no longer have to work hard. You will no longer have to stress yourself. You will no longer have to deal with as much negative energy, and you will get much better results without it. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. More questions, please. And let's try to keep the theme of receiving the goals, receiving the manifestation, receiving the reflection of your identity. Because it is interesting. Like I said, your core identity changes with some of these objectives. Because people, when they start putting some dreams, especially if they're like, in a way, stretching dreams, it may sound like a pipe dream, something that you wish for, but it's not really possible. If you are in that position, when it's about to happen, when it's about to actually achieve what you preferred, you will have a lot of shifting and a lot of changing in your subconscious mind. You will be dealt with confusion. You will be dealt with depression and with some energy states. And I'm sure there are many themes that we can explore in relationship with that. But of course, any question is great, because synchronicity is ever present.
I was wondering if you have any advice on how to deal with jealousy and greed from other people that see that our manifestation is coming true.
Well, there are not so many solutions, to be honest, from an outside perspective. Because if you actually share some of what you have with them, sometimes they will never be satisfied. So it is a problem that many rich and famous people experience, right? They have a lot, and other people start jealous of them. And I'm sure it's not a pretty situation. important to understand that not caring is also power, because you cannot help other people make their own choice whether they should feel greed or lust for what you already have or for what you are achieving. You cannot do much about it. I mean, you can be nice with them, but they will still feel greed, they will still feel lust, they will still be jealous. As my own choice, I wouldn't allow people that are that active in a way negative, I wouldn't allow them too much in my personal space. They are not really the people that I prefer to be with. So many choices of people can be with, right? I mean, we live on a planet that has billions and billions of people. And we don't need that many in our life. It's funny how, you know, on social media people have thousands of friends. It's pointless somehow from a perspective of friendship. How many of those are actually friends that you can rely upon, that are supportive, that you have a relationship with them that is win-win? Not so many. So I think much better getting to a state as much peace as possible, as much happiness as possible, as much joy as possible. Your state to be your priority. And from that state, watch what happens. Some people will just remove themselves from your life. Allow them. Some new people will come into your life. Allow them. Acting on a higher positive state usually transforms life as well. So don't concern yourself too much with what people should I choose, blah, blah, blah. Actually, they will sort themselves out. Some people will like the new you that is more positive, has higher beliefs, has more optimism, has a much clearer understanding that we are fully empowered to create our own reality from within, from the inside. And some people will just remove themselves from your life automatically without you doing much. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you for the insight.
Thank you. More questions, please.
When we get what we want and we have to agree with the fact that we've changed and we are not the same person we were before, is it better to have someone else besides us to help us, or is it better to do this to agree with the fact that we've changed alone?
I think most important is to understand that synchronicity is an ever-present reality. So synchronicity works all the time. Most people know what synchronicity is. However, I will give some more explanation in case some people don't. There is a saying that every snowflake falls at the right precise place and at the right precise moment. Understand that the reflection doesn't do mistakes. Physical reality is built in a way where it doesn't do mistakes. What happens in your life, in a way, needs to happen in your life in a perfect manner. So in case you can have assistance from a friend, allow it to work. It's synchronicity. In case you are with yourself, allow it to work. It's synchronicity. So there is no such thing as a preference from this standpoint. Just focus on the state of being and accept external conditions. And I mean, if something is bringing you more excitement, maybe sharing with a friend, do that. If being by yourself brings you more excitement, do that. So these are the ways of thinking and choosing, allowing synchronicity and allowing excitement to decide which one you prefer. But there is no preferred way from an effectiveness perspective, in my opinion. It's who and what you prefer it to be.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. More questions, please.
Let's say we manage to manifest our soulmate, but they end up rejecting us. Can we manifest a second chance?
Can you please repeat the question so I'm sure I understand?
So let's say I met my soulmate, I manifested him, and he ended up rejecting me. Can I manifest having a second chance with them, with him?
Well, I think we can clear some ideas on that regard. On a spiritual level, we are all soulmates. So there is not such a thing as this spirit and this spirit are soulmates and are destined to be together. This is a past romantic idea that this guy and this girl are meant for each other forever and ever. In reality, at a higher level, we are all one. We are all soulmates. So yeah, that was your soulmate. However, every other boyfriend you had was your soulmate as well. Everyone is a soulmate because there is only one soul, actually, the soul of God. So what you are saying to me, the way I perceive it, is that you are more attached to that person and with the idea that maybe that is the one person that I should really be careful about. I mean, that I really want to be with. Well, approach the situation with reason. That person wants me, yes or no? You can communicate, hey, you want me or not? What do you want? If that person doesn't want you, even if you have the belief, the attachment that, yeah, we are destined to be together, maybe it's not the right moment. Maybe in another life, maybe in eons from now, who knows? But be confident that if you are in a loving state, if you're actually loving yourself, some other soulmate, or maybe that soulmate, or maybe some soulmate that is even better will come in your life. Because our vibration is decisive. We'll attract the people and events in your life that will reflect your internal state of being. That's why I wanted to make that module, this module, because of course, when you're dealing with beliefs, when you're dealing with anxiety, with depression, in the surrounding point of receiving the physical manifestation of something that you really wanted, of something that you really preferred, you really end up sabotaging yourself and going back to square one. And many people are like that, actually. They even say about fear of losing and fear of winning. Even in sports, when they're about to win the big win, some people just lose calm. You can see that in sports. They make some decisions that are not logical. Fear of winning mode. And you deal with that by neutralizing, by entering peace. With reason. To that idea? Or is it something that is the ultimate truth? What is the ultimate truth? Ask yourself important questions. Answers, the wrong emotions, the attached emotions will just fall off. They will disappear. I can tell that from experience. I had some moments when I was attached to some lovers, like, look, life will just not be the same without that someone. So I realized after some time, after I was able to detach from my own ego, ultimately. Although there were some conditions, maybe I really liked them, maybe they were special in some ways for me, they were not meant to be. It's important to let go gently things that were not meant to be, meant for you. Probably most of the times, greater things and more desirable things are coming for you soon, if you allow it to let go. That answered our question.
And I mostly agree, but I was wondering, a lot of people get a lot of success stories from getting second chances in their relationships. So how do we determine what is worth a second chance or not?
That thing is related to, in a way, maybe products. I mean, I've seen products like that, how to reconquer a lost love. And it's also marketing. It's also marketing. I'm not saying it doesn't work at all. I'm just saying that reason and logic should be a priority in those cases. Because you cannot really conquer a person. You have to be yourself, express yourself, and express yourself. Hey, I like you. You want this and this and this. That person doesn't like you. How do you expect it to be? You want to manipulate that person into liking you, into loving you? You can communicate. Look, or maybe that person says, I like this about you and those things about you. Or I would like my ideal partner to be like that. You want to become what your partner would prefer? If yes, go for it. If you don't prefer, I don't know. Self-betrayal is highest betrayal. Don't lose yourself in the hope of gaining someone else. Be yourself. There are souls and spirits that are also your soulmate, because everyone is your soulmate, that will fully accept your version of what you prefer. Does it make more sense now?
It does. Thank you.
Also regarding second chances, let's say we achieved our goals, but we can manage to accept it. Like in the example you gave us with the lottery, who always end up sabotaging themselves and in the end lose everything and get back to where they started, or even worse. What are the chances we can manifest success into our lives again? Can we get success again, or we only had one chance? And everything we try, we will never get back to what we lost.
Always have a chance. In fact, journey, souls and spirits, or maybe even better said, spirit and soul, in the journey of the spirit and the soul, we are destined to achieve everything that we wanted. Not necessarily for this life. It can be most of it in this life as well. The mirror is always here with us, the mirror of reality, of the mirror of reflection. Whenever we decide to smile, smile back at us. It's not like you have one chance of smiling, miss that, and I will frown at you forever. No, it's just a reflection of who we are in this moment, and in this moment, and in this moment, and in this moment. Reflecting who we are. Get to who you prefer to be. Physical reality will reflect that. No matter how many times you've tried, no matter how hard, easy you think this or that may or may not be. However, think that also this could be some beliefs. If you believe, yes, this will not happen to me. Yes, this is too hard. Guess what? Will determine the mirror behaves. You prefer objectivity and understanding that things are simple. It is the, let's say, easiest way, most simple way. Does it make sense?
Yes, yes, it does.
Thank you. Questions, please.
Let's say that our career or financial goal comes true and we start getting a lot of opportunities that both excite us but also overwhelm us. How can we prioritize our mental health but also avoid having regrets of not taking some of those opportunities?
Trust synchronicity. Trust the present. Don't trust the thoughts in your mind. I think thoughts are there to deceive you. They're only ideas that you are receiving based upon your state of being. You can observe and you can choose. This thought I prefer, this idea I prefer, this I don't prefer. Like when you brainstorm, what should I decorate my room with? And you come up with a lot of ideas. Some of them are great, but I'm sure there'll be some goal there eventually. The more experienced you become, the better you become at getting more and more gold. Time. You are overwhelmed by definition focusing on too many things. One thing, on your highest excitement, don't worry about anything else. Act on the one thing that to you is the most important, the most passion, gives you the most peace and calm, gives you the best energy state, knowing that you are doing the one thing that matters the most, the one thing the highest, happy with that. For something else, it will be time, but when you act already on the one thing that is the most important, that is the highest priority, content that you already are doing what you want to do. Enjoy the process, enjoy the journey. When there is no enemy inside, enemy outside. Focus on the inside. Enjoy the ride. Also, synchronicity works precisely 100% of the time, 100% of the now, because there is only now, infinite moment of now. To your question.
Thank you.
Thank you. More questions.
What if we don't really feel like we are sabotaging ourselves, but in the end we are sabotaging ourselves? I don't know how to put it. Let me think for a second. We get the money we wanted and we spend it all on things that will make us happy, but in the end we sabotage ourselves. How can we know we are sabotaging ourselves even if we do the things we like? I don't know how to put it. Did you understand it, what I
want
to say?
Yes, in a way. I fully understand. I mean, there are, when it comes to wealth, right? It's very exciting to make money. So many people can wealthy. I mean, we see in sports, right, how many people, and not only in sports, but in areas that make money and then they lose it. And I think it gets down to clarity, gets down to objectivity, because it may take some effort, even though things are simple, but it may take some effort for you to make that money. Will what you be purchasing worth for you the effort? So I think it's also getting into a place of more happiness. I mean, people what find is that they get a lot of money, but they are still not happy, which to many that they get there will be surprising. Oh my God, why I'm not happy 100% of the time that I thought I should be? Money is just a number, it's just a potential. Don't do anything else. Some society debt collected, that's it. A lot of people end up, hey, I want more happiness. What makes me happy? Shopping. Okay, let's buy this bag and this car and this and this experience and blah, blah, blah. And of course, they avoid dealing with depression. They avoid dealing with anxiety, putting their way into happiness, which doesn't really work. Not for something permanent or even longer. So understand that no matter how much money you have, it's still limited. It's not infinite. Security, money provides the ability of purchasing valuable experiences, valuable things, of helping people if you want. So of course they contain a lot of benefits and a lot of potential. But money is what you pay, value is what you get. Many things that you can purchase in life are not valuable. Like, in my opinion, you know, a Hermes bag that is $50,000 or something like that is not worth it. Something that to me has no real value. So, but some people, you know, they choose to buy all kind of super expensive things or cars that are costing hundreds of thousands or even millions, or, you know, things that they don't really need, and they end up being poor after that. And there are many examples like that. So I think to avoid a trap like that, where you make money and you lose it by your own financial mistakes, is to focus first on needs and then on wants. Because of course you will experience bad times if you don't have money for food or money for shelter. But if you don't have money for the latest guinea, you don't have a reason to be sad. So first deal with needs and make sure you are in a position of safety and of balance. Look objectively things, and you'll find that the more you work happiness, the less you will feel the urge, buyer's impulse to just purchase a lot of stuff. And advertising, many, many times, you know, it's focused on putting people in a bad state, producing anxiety so they can purchase more. Why not work on that for yourself? I'm not saying they do something bad. I mean, they just do something that works. I mean, they want to make money too. It is what it is. Focus on your own happiness, and you'll discover that to be happy, you don't need so many things. The most important things in life are not expensive. Most of them are actually free. Learn to enjoy those first and foremost. Learn to enjoy food. Learn to enjoy water or healthy drinks. And I talked about nutrition. Learn to enjoy time with great people. And you'll be far better than just thinking that, okay, I need to purchase this expensive experience for myself to be happy. Yeah, vibration is determinant of your reality. In a way, it's also proof that if you have a high vibration of happiness, even from a logical perspective, you are less linear, logical, linear, because the universe is non-linear. You are less inclined to do stupid mistakes, will put you in a bad position. That answered our question.
Thanks.
Thank you. More questions, please.
If we reach success, but our partner, the person we are in a relationship with, doesn't have the same level of success as us, how do we balance that situation? Well, I think it can result in maybe in jealousy or in feeling inferior. And I mean, I can't personally create their success, but I still don't want there to be any difficulty between us.
An issue in most relationships is that far too many people are too concerned in changing their partners, in changing themselves. Because look, changing another person doesn't work and will never work. Will never. It's an illusion. It can be manipulative. It can be, and unfortunately, probably in society nowadays, most people are trying to change the other people, their partners, through manipulation. But it doesn't really work. Look at divorce rates. Look at breakups. And look at how many people, although they stay together for a lot of time, they don't necessarily have a 100% happy relationship. So I'm not saying it's something good or bad. I'm just saying that the most important relationship you have to be thinking about is the relationship you are having with yourself. So what it is that you want to get from a relationship? You want love? First, love yourself. Love yourself and you know how to love the other person. And you'll have love. And you'll always have a match for that vibration. match that is appropriate, a match that is correct. Learn how to let go of attachments, and you allow the universe to give you better and better surprises. Let go of what is as reflection in physical reality to accept what might be that is even greater and better, far better and more fulfilling. But look at things from a compassionate standpoint. I'm not saying be rude to people because someone else will be coming. That's not the way to go. I'm just saying first have compassion for yourself, have compassion for the other. And if that person wants to improve, wants to grow, you can help them. If they don't really want it, try to manipulate them. If you feel that there is jealousy from the other person when you're being more successful, if it's a close person, you can share it. Because difficulty in relationship is much more from what is not being said than from what it is being said. Learn to tell the truth in a compassionate way. Learn to express how you feel, how it makes you feel, and see what is the other person's position. And understand, have a higher understanding that you cannot change the other person. You cannot. Will never be able to change people. Never, never, never. But they can change themselves if they want. Maybe he wants to change. Maybe he will be excited about change. That's what you want. Or maybe you prefer. I don't know. In case you're really excited about a current partner and you want him to be more successful. Like, look, do you want to be successful? Yes, I want to. I really want to. Or I don't know. Just accept the answer. Appreciate the person for who he is. Or if you don't really want it, don't change the person into your own vision. Because you'll not succeed. It's only deception. And will actually produce a lot of negative energy for both of you. Change yourself. Focus firstly on the relationship with yourself. And the vibration in you will synchronistically organize things for you. The right partner may appear, or your existing partner will actually have a revelation that they want to be a version that also happens to be what you want from them. But don't force it, because it's not polite, and you wouldn't want the other person to do this to you. You'd never accept it deep down. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. More questions?
Do you think that it's more effective to manifest smaller goals at first, or just a bigger goal all around?
I think it's more effective to focus on the most exciting thing, the one thing that has the most positive state that you can get. So don't, if you want to make the most progress, that's the funny part, you can never tell from your logical standpoint what is the fastest route. You can have trust and understand on a non-linear level and trust the universe that if you can get to your highest excitement, to the thing that matters the most, I mean, if you actually act on your deepest desire, from all perspectives, so there are many, many people who have like an angel and a devil advising them. That's why the scene that, you know, we've seen in so many things, like, you know, this from what From one perspective, you think like that. From another perspective, you think like that. Peace usually unifies those perspectives into one. So analyze. Search within. Find the one thing that gives you the most excitement, that gives you the most fulfillment, that gives you the most peace, that makes you look in the mirror and be the most happy about. Doctor, and you'll make a lot of money. But if you're not excited about being a doctor, maybe being a hairstylist will actually give you a lot more fulfillment and even a lot more money. If you are an amazing hairstylist, you'll have a much better life. And if you're very, very excited and very passionate, chances are you'll be very, very good at it. And you'll get paid more than a doctor that, in a way, is failing, that is not very good, that has problems. So don't look at things linearly. Don't look at things only from a status quo. Look in the present. Look in the present moment for vibration. Trust energy. Trust energy. Trust the universe. Know that if you get to the highest state that you can get, and by acting on the one things that give you the most fulfillment on all levels, that's how you'll make the most progress. It doesn't have to be something dramatic. It doesn't have to be something, so to say, too big of a change. You just have to be unified in your excitement. Look at all perspectives and find the one thing that contains the most passion, the most self-respect, the most inner peace. Look from that angle. And know that if you use that approach, you will get faster and faster where you prefer. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
Any more questions, please?
In achieving our goals, will it work to surround ourselves with successful people, or is this just a myth?
It is true, of course. I mean, you are who you hang around with. I mean, you can learn from other people.
And will this help us in making peace with achieving our goals easier?
It's not mandatory. It's not mandatory. There is right now, I saw a team, right? People are choosing more carefully their inner circle and who are the people that they prefer in their life. And I think that's a very good phase. I think that's a very good phase. But it's not the most important thing of all things. Because I can give you an example. If you have an amazing state of being, you can be inspired by reading a great book from an amazing author. And that will serve as knowledge, that will serve as influence. Of course, you can get a lot of knowledge, you can get a lot of information from people that are ahead of you, let's say, from a career standpoint, that they could be your mentors and stuff like that. And it's a great thing to have when you can have it. But you shouldn't feel that it's a must, that it's a need. It's not. What is more important is your state of being. Your beliefs are much more important because your beliefs are like filters to what happens in your reality and what doesn't happen. Realize that physical reality is non-linear, it's just a dream. Success can happen miraculously, unexpectedly. I'm not saying to drop reason, this is useful, very useful. I'm not saying to drop linearity. I'm saying to trust energy and to understand there is a way to make more progress by trusting excitement, by trusting synchronicity. And chances are you will be also at points surrounded by successful people. but you don't need to look for them so much, in my experience, unless this is something exciting in itself. If it excites you to meet successful people and to exchange ideas and to be friends with them, do it. But if it's not super exciting for you, and there are other things that are more exciting, you don't need to do them. You don't need to do it. Excitement is the organizing principle. And vibration as a whole is the organizing mechanism in the universe or multiverse. Energy determines physical reality, not the other way around. Trust energy more than you trust linearity. When you read about, like, look, this person's success story, this is how that person has been doing and blah, 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 you shouldn't want to replicate their method. It doesn't work. Never will. That's why you don't see so many identical stories. As everyone has his own story. What is in common is their energy, is their state of being. Most of them get really, really passionate and really, really excited, and they were able to stay in that area for a lot of time. And how it happened is just their story. Don't focus on the story. Focus on their excitement. Focus on the present energy, on the present beliefs they were feeling. Maybe learn from that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. More questions, please.
What do you think it's the number one reason why people can't handle success, and how can we avoid that situation?
They have conflicting beliefs and conflicting issues inside them. And because of that, they enter a state of confusion, they enter a state of depression that they cannot really manage, and unconsciously, they want to go into a safer place. So that's why it's important to look at emotions, to accept them, and to identify beliefs, and decide what is it you prefer, compare it to the ultimate truth, and choose what is for you and what is not for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
More questions, please.
Do you think there is a reason behind why in the last few years more and more people are becoming interested in spirituality and manifestation?
Of course. Religion is becoming less and less influent amongst the new generation. And there is an instinct to go towards a creator, to recognize God. And also manifestation is real, and I think it's very desirable, very exciting to be able to get what you want, to be able to make your dreams come true. So yeah, I mean, it's something that we naturally want. We came into this life and we as spirits accepted to have many physical lives that are many, many times difficult, to be able to get to a place where we consciously create our own experience, our own reflection, and we enjoy our state of being while having the reflection of that. Does that answer your question?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you for your answer.
You're welcome. More questions?
So depression is the main thing we battle when sabotaging ourselves. This is why we sabotage ourselves most of the time. Do you know any exercises, or do you have any idea what we can do to combat depression?
Sure. It's interesting for some, but these are the tools: meditation, being able to stay in the present, observing. Observe the emotion by mechanical function. When you observe something, you pay attention to it. When you pay attention to it, you allow energy to flow in that direction. This new energy will transform what is. When you transform that is, you allow it to grow into something that you prefer. Also, look for thoughts that are coming under some of the beliefs that you may be holding. Identify the beliefs. See what beliefs you have that are limiting you, that are not the ultimate truth, that are not supporting you. And just drop it. Drop them. It's very helpful to be without many thoughts. Or if possible, have a mind that is empty. When you have a mind that is empty, you can make more progress. You can be more efficient. You can look inside and identify the energies, the emotions, and deal with them directly. Neutralize negativity and allow positivity to naturally occur, to naturally flow more and more into your cosmos, into your microcosmos, which is your body. We are still developing. From a biological standpoint, we are still developing our body. Allow it to develop it more. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It answers your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. More questions?
I was wondering if people can manifest a connection to the spiritual realm and how that can benefit their lives.
Always connected to the spiritual realm. And manifestation, it's something that occurs all the time. So we don't have to be connected to the spiritual realm. In fact, the spirit is the foundation. This is just a dream of the spirit. Without the spirit, there will be no physical reality experience. We are always in spirit, and from that position, we are having a dream that we are not in spirit, and we are in physical reality. But it's made from our own spirit. We are within the spirit already. And the greater part of us is in the spirit. Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does. I guess it was some poor phrasing on my part. I was more wondering if we can connect to that state of us to overcome our physical reality, or and maybe get some information about our past lives or communicate with higher beings. I saw some people do that and I find it very interesting, but I couldn't even imagine where to begin.
How exciting is that for you?
I mean, it's not one of my top priorities. That's not what I'm manifesting. I was just wondering, maybe some of our listeners would be interested in that. So,
well, if it's not very exciting, let's drop it. Because attracted, if you are excited, yes, the universe will support those actions. The universe will give you then insights and relevant experiences in the context with your excitement. If it's not exciting for you, there are other things that are exciting. Just focus on that and make progress in your desired way. For me, to be honest, it's much more exciting to be exciting, to be fully first in the body, and then to have more clarity, connections with the spirit. But look at relevance. Are you fully present in the body? Because the body is within the spirit. You get to the spirit more and more by fully connecting with your body, not other way. The body is in the consciousness. The consciousness is not in the body. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Cool. More questions, please.
Do you think there is a moment when we should stop manifesting?
We cannot help but manifest. We cannot stop manifestation. It's like one thing for exterior, the physical reflection of reality to stop. Can we be without an experience? Not really.
Right. I meant conscious manifesting. So maybe to stop setting goals and just letting going with the flow, I guess.
Well, manifestation is not good or bad. It's just the perfect tool for many purposes. So you shouldn't be in a position where, I mean, you can be, but it's not ideal to complain about the process, so to say, because it's designed perfectly by God, by the universe itself. And when it works, it's amazing. When it works for you, I mean, because it always works. So trust that it is perfect, how it is already working, and learn to make the changes within yourself to align with what you prefer, to align with what kind of life you want to have. You cannot change how the universe works. You can change how your experience is. Make sense?
It does. Thank you.
Okay, more questions? If there are no more questions, let's go into the exercise. So take your biggest excitement, your biggest priority when it comes to manifestation, and allow yourself to be in the identity of someone who will be receiving that experience. Allow your beliefs to support you. Allow that transition to be as easy as possible, as comfortable as possible. I can give an example. Let's say you will want your dream car. Let's say this is, Andre, if I remember correctly, Alfa Romeo, right? Or something like that.
Yes.
Okay, so you will be the owner, or you will allow the experience of being the driver of an Alfa Romeo. Comfortable within yourself and drop attachments, drop expectations. It's just something that is just something that you appreciate. It's just something that you enjoy, and it's also something that you drop attachments and expectations. Do that with your priority. That's it. Very important. Drop expectations, drop attachments.
Okay, thank you.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good day.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.